The version of Our Town, now playing at the Barrow Street Theater, is the longest-running production of the Thornton Wilder play in history. That may not seem significant if you don't know how often the show has been staged since it opened on Broadway on February 4, 1938. The original version ran for a total of 336 performances, and since then, Our Town has been produced in more than 26 countries and translated into 22 languages. Joining me now is Tappan Wilder, the playwright's nephew. He frequently talks about his uncle's life and work and is currently preparing new or revised acting editions of all of his uncle's dramatic works. I'm very pleased to welcome him to our show today. Hello.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
How many professional productions of Our Town have there been since 1938? Has anyone counted?
No, nobody's counted yet. I have this barrel and I throw material into it as I go through, do research. And someday, I hope I'll be able to write a kind of cultural history of Our Town, and we'll have a gorgeous appendix on it. I can tell you one thing that's nobody realized till I stumbled on it in the archives, and that is that in the first 20 months, it was released to the so-called amateur market. It was done almost 800 times.
Wow.
That was 1938.
I read in the Times just this morning that Williamstown is doing it this summer with Dylan Baker, Jessica Hecht, and Campbell Scott.
Yeah.
But this is one of the most popular choices for schools and community theater groups.
Right.
Why do you think it's so popular with them? After all, this is not an easy play.
Well, you know, the history of this play and its relationship to the different audiences it have, I think what you get to, for bad reasons, it became associated with the high schools, particularly after the war. It was a safe play to do. No bad language.
G-rated.
G-rated. Very G-rated, right? And inexpensive in one thing or another. And kids found a lot in it, not only to enjoy doing it because of those personal issues. It's a play that's very personal. You react to it as an individual. But also, they learned a lot about what theater is. I mean, here's a bare stage, and you go out and you do it. And the teachers love that, too. So they were teaching a lot about theater. And then it got really stuck there.
There was a documentary. There was a documentary called O.T., Our Town, about a predominantly minority student body school in California. Mm-hmm. And the kids didn't want to do it. And then, because they said, what is it about? How does this relate to us? Yeah. And then, of course, they fell in love with the play.
That is indeed true, O.T. And in fact, the filmmaker, Scott Kennedy, fell in love with the person who made it and married her, and they have two wonderful kids. That is a very remarkable example of the legs, if you will. This play asks the right questions, and almost every generation can appreciate it.
You're preparing revised acting editions of the plays, mm-hmm. of all of Thornton Wilder's plays. But isn't the Samuel French version of this one a detailed blueprint for doing it?
Yes, and we retain a lot of that. In fact, in 1957, and you don't want me to go through the weeds here, Thornton Wilder created the final definitive edition of the script, and he'd wanted the changes to go into the acting edition, which had been around since 1939, and there are about 750 of them, as a matter of fact. They're not necessarily huge, but there's a slightly different take on tone, and it hadn't happened, so we're doing it now.
Does the family control the rights of the plays?
We do, yes.
But obviously you don't place the same kinds of limitations on productions that Samuel Beckett's estate does.
I've heard stories about the Beckett estate. Actually, we do have some limits. We don't allow excerpts of Our Town, and policing that takes some time and care. And I've allowed certain things to be done which Thornton didn't allow, because I think the time has come. I allowed an opera, for example, to be made. He was opposed to having an operatic version of the play. And I'm very, very proud of it. And it's been done by Ned Rorem and Sandy, J.D. McClatchy did the libretto. And it's a marvelous piece of work.
Well, a libretto, of course, has to change some of the words.
A
but
lot.
Generally,
yeah.
People are very respectful of this script, partly because I would think that it's the kind of play that actors really want to sink their teeth into.
Well, and that's true. But what Mr. McClatchy obviously had to do was actually, once on with him on a panel, I almost fell apart and ruined the whole panel by laughing so hard because, of course, he had to kill off about half the characters in order to make time for the music. and there was a slaughter, and he described putting them in a burlap bag and dropping them off the bridge like kittens, you see, and I just nearly lost it. But he retained an extraordinary grip on the intellectual integrity of the play.
Well, you've let a woman play the narrator, and kids play the narrator, and two 60-year-olds to play the young lovers in different productions?
Yes, I wouldn't allow that to happen again. The kid who played the stage manager, I think, was about a 15-year-old. I didn't know that was happening until I got to the theater that night, and I did know about the George and Emily, because one of them was a classmate of mine in college. She could not carry off the gravitas that's required in the third act. But I'm glad to have seen that that was true, so it won't happen again in my watch.
Well, one of our staff members played the role of Emily in a high school production, and she said it wasn't until she saw the film, saw this version at Barrow Street, that she realized Emily was not, in fact, the star of the show.
Well, it's hard for me to go anywhere without running into Emily's, believe me. You find them in the hall, you find them on the street, they're everywhere.
Do you think the Barrow Street production has thrown a new light on the play and one of the reasons why it's been such a success?
Yes. Yes. What happened?
What did they do differently? I mean, I saw it, and I was very moved by it.
Did you see it?
Yeah, and when I went, I remember thinking, oh, gosh, another Howard Town, and walking out thinking, gee, this is a play I really thought I knew and didn't really know.
Right. Well, look, I think there's many ways to do Our Town. I think it's a great play. I mean, I'm not a person to ask. I'm too close to it. I think it's a masterpiece which will go on forever, and there are many ways to do it. But a way that needed to be done to sort of tack it down is a harder, cold look at the play, which in many ways was the way Thornton wrote it, and to strip away from it some of the accretion of artifacts and the way it had been done for decades. And David Cromer's genius was to figure that out and know that in his bones and to do it right. So by, you know, bringing in the blue jeans, the whole lighting thing, the style of the stage, and there's, of course, a piece that happens in Our Town that you're not supposed to know about, right? We're not supposed to talk about the end.
But basically what he's done is he's mixed imagined things with real things.
Right.
And I can say that.
Yes. What he was reacting to, I think, and I don't know him well, but we know each other and we like each other a lot. The view, as people remembered it, you said you've seen it many times, and they remembered it. There's been such what I call new. Our Town went through this long period, which I call Our Town meets Leave It for Beaver, and it gets stuck in there. And then later on, people remember it recently as they now it's in recovery. I call it Our Town in recovery. So, gee, I never knew. They remembered it, as one of them said, mother's noodle casserole. Another person recently said, grandmother's not-so-welcome Christmas sweater. Suddenly they're seeing here a very tough play, and it needed to be done. It's utterly brilliant. And I'm just too excited about it for words.
Well, I've seen other productions not so long ago that tried to do something different. There was a Spalding Gray version where he played the stage manager. Paul Newman did.
Loved it.
Earlier,
loved it.
Henry Fonda.
Yeah. I didn't see
And your uncle played the part at one point?
He played the part in over 60 times on the stage in different theaters, summer stock mostly, 2 weeks actually on the original Broadway run.
Did he want to be an actor?
No. He didn't. But he wanted to be an actor enough so that it would help him learn how to be a better playwright. He was very clear about that.
Who was the first woman to play the statement, to play Emily?
Well, that actually happened before my watch in the 70s, Geraldine Fitzgerald at the Williamstown Playhouse. And I see absolutely no problem with that. I'm surprised in some ways it took so long. My family, my aunt was then alive, Isabel Wilder, his sister. She was very uneasy about it, which is often, you know, the first generation, very uneasy about seeing any changes. I do welcome them.
Did you know your uncle? He died in 1975.
Yeah, I was born in 1940, so and he was in 1897. So there you are. He's 43 years old.
He was 35 when he died.
I lived for many years in New Haven. His base was in neighboring Hamden, Connecticut, which is really a part of New Haven. And so whenever he was coming through, I saw him not regularly, but quite often. He'd call me up, take me out to dinner, and I'd drive in places. And I saw quite a lot of him. That's fortunate.
I wonder if he would have objected to the way the stage manager handled the cell phone problem in this new production.
No, I don't think so. You know, but I must tell you, I'm sometimes asked, what do you think your uncle would have thought? Well, I've reached that stage in life where I really don't know. I don't know because he's not here and I can't ask him. But I think I find it extraordinarily refreshing. I mean, I'm all for blowing some fresh air through the play.
My guest is Tappan Wilder, and we're talking about Our Town and the work of Thornton Wilder in general. We'll get to some of the other plays in just a moment. This is WNYC, WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. Was there a Grover's Corners in your uncle's life? Because the town appears in a few of his plays.
Well, only one other play, Pullman Car Hiawatha. It's in northwest Ohio. That's why they think out there that Our Town is about top northwest Ohio. I don't abuse anybody of anything. Yes, you know, he had this experience, long experience at McDowell Colony, which is in Peterborough, New Hampshire. And he also, so he's finding a mythic place in the American imagination, which is neutral enough so that he can reach in and grab you by your imagination. And that's an awful good place to go.
Now, Pullman Car Hiawatha preceded Our Town.
Yes,
was it,
did.
Really one of the steps that led him to be able to write Our Town?
Major step. Oh, absolutely. It was an absolutely major step.
Does Pullman Car still get produced?
Yes. Oh, yes. You know, one-act plays for a New Yorker are below the visibility, but it's done a lot. It's an extraordinary play. And, in fact, an opera's just been written of it, and it's done in Germany and in other countries around the world. Absolutely, it's done.
Well, Pullman Car, as well as The Happy Journey from Camden to Trenton,
right,
and The Skin of Our Teeth, they all have stage manager characters. Obviously, he liked,
yes,
that.
Yes, he'd work that out. Also, the whole question of trying to use death to show life goes way back in his work, goes back to, in Our Town, a novel called Woman of Andros, which is, I'm delighted to say, back in print, but people have not been familiar with for some time, but now available. And, you know, his whole international experience in Germany, he was drawing on some of the same techniques that Brecht was.
But this is very novelistic, having the all-knowing narrator.
It's not, yes. I think other people were using it in various ways. What he did, the multiple roles that the narrator plays, because he plays four roles in the plays, that multiple thing, this is a very busy narrator. That was quite novel and important. Yes. It is an avuncular side to my uncle. He always had to control it. He said, when I once briefly wanted to be a writer, he said, watch out for the wilder avuncular vein. You've got to control it.
There are some people who also see the stage manager as a stand-in for the divinity. And I understand that, his brother taught at Harvard Divinity School.
Yes.
So,
yes.
There seemed to have been a religious strain.
Yes, there is a religious strain. And one reason why I think many people were put off for a long time by Our Town, our modern tough-minded critics, is they're very suspicious of the moral, religious factors that run through Thornton Wilder's life. That's right. Term papers have been written on that subject, Leonard. Probably PhDs, I don't know. You can read into it what you want. And there are moments in that stage when the stage manager becomes very divine, particularly at the end. Absolutely at the end, yes.
Well, we have that character, Simon, the church organist who commits suicide.
Right.
Wasn't Simon one of the artists or poets who were first to realize life while they live it?
Yeah, I mean, look, this, we look at Our Town as, in a popular way, is thought of as sort of a sentimental piece of mother's noodle cooking, right? Go to Barrel Street and you'll see that the dark side, we're walking a knife edge all the time. And Thornton Wilder was searching all his life for the reasons that we should get up in the morning.
Which, of course, is the
love,
big surprise. Oh, go ahead.
Go love. You know, family life. I mean, he goes
and
through
death.
The whole litany. And, yeah, death.
Which, you know, these are the things that surprise us when you think of all the high school productions.
I mean, I'm more and more impressed with my uncle's the boldness. Here he's trying to write a play about everybody. It seems to work out. And he discovers the great truth that what is absolutely true about everybody is we get up and we eat meals. I mean, the breakfast in this play is very important. Mm-hmm. We go out, we go to school, we say hello to mother, the paper is delivered. These daily things are the ways he wrestles universals from.
Now, you mentioned that his novels are going to be republished by the Library of America. Are they similar to the plays?
Actually, his novels have all been put in print initially by, they're out in print. And Thornton's favorite phrase was, run, don't walk to your nearest bookstore, by HarperCollins. And the first of two volumes is available now. That J.D. McClatchy, who did that brilliantly, the brilliant Our Town libretto, edited the first one, and it includes the first four novels.
Isn't there also a new biography coming out this year?
Yes. Penelope Niven is her name, lives in Winston-Salem, who's written on a number of important biographies. Carl Sandburg was her first. She's written James Earl Jones, a living figure. Great. She's put more than 12 years into it, and she'll turn the manuscript in at the end of this year, and we'll have finally the first real biography of Thornton Wilder.
Will there be any surprises? Because, you know, the web sites, although suggest that he was gay but very closeted.
Well, he lived in a time... my father was not gay, as far as I know, but like his brother, they were raised, and this was true of other members of the family. Thornton says in a wonderful line in Our Town, everybody has a right to his own troubles, also their own feelings. And people, in a world in which we want everything out, whatever it is, this family did it out through poetry, through writing. They expressed it that way, and they seem to be quite content that way. So Penny is dealing with those issues. She can write the book. She's so buried in material because we found tons of stuff nobody's ever seen before. So I'm not going to give it away because I'm not sure I know, but I'm very eager to find out more about about my uncles, and because everybody wants to know that sort of thing today.
Although there are people who argue that the only thing we need to know about an artist is the work itself. And a revival of The Skin of Our Teeth just opened in Chicago.
Yes, I've been waiting for The Skin to make a big comeback. We live in a sort of world in which you think Skin would be done more often. It's a very complicated play to mount. It's a lot of moving parts, and it's not cheap. But I hope its time has come.
Well, didn't the Our Town at the Barrow start in Chicago?
Yes.
So you think this one will also come here?
Well, Thornton Wilder's happiest years in many ways were spent in Chicago. I was raised there. I'm prepared to think about nothing but good things about Chicago. I'm glad to have Midwestern blood, and so was he. He was born in Wisconsin.
Tappan Wilder, thank you so much for being with us
today.
I'm
delighted to be here. Thank you, Leonard.